From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Director of Central Intelligence, Mike Pompeo, told broadcast interviewers Sunday he would not be surprised if North Korea tests another missile, but downplayed the possibility of an imminent military confrontation.
There's nothing imminent. You've seen what the Defense Department has said on our side. You've seen the reporting about what the North Koreans are doing and not doing. There's nothing imminent today. But make no mistake about it, the continuation, the increased chance that there'll be a nuclear missile in Denver is a very serious threat, and the administration's going to treat it as such.
White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster insisted while the U.S. is militarily prepared, the Trump administration is trying every diplomatic means to resolve the issue. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said he supports President Donald Trump's strong rhetoric toward Kim Jong-un.
President Trump inherited a mess. To all those smart people who are criticizing his rhetoric and his policy, how well did you do? So I'm very pleased that Donald Trump has different rhetoric and different policies toward North Korea. His policy is never to allow the North Koreans the ability to hit the homeland with a nuclear-tipped ICBM. That is the right policy.
President Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping agreed Saturday in a phone call. North Korea must stop its provocative and escalatory behavior. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga Sunday called for a strike Monday, supporting his claim he was denied victory in last week's election. Addressing supporters, Mr. Odinga said the ruling Jubilee Party of President Uhuru Kenyatta shed blood and urged his supporters to stay away from work for a day. Friday, the country's election commission ruled Mr. Kenyatta won the election by over a million votes. An election Mr. Odinga's NASA coalition charged was rigged. This is VOA News.